Well, she's back, and we're glad she's with us. That is Angie Metcalf, our calf and heifer specialist from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And today, Angie, I know you want to talk about preparing dry cows for winter. So the obvious question is, when should we be getting these dry cows prepared for winter calving?
Well, it depends on the year, you know, of course, because every year is different, and sometimes winter comes pretty early. But normally I would suggest around November 1st, so it's coming up pretty soon. And just looking at starting to make those diet changes and things like that that we need to do, keep that in the back of your mind that it needs to be done pretty quick.
Now, what kind of things should our nutritionists be changing before winter comes?
Well, most common would be increasing energy needs, and most dairies are aware of this. When you have cold weather and mud and snow, and depending on where they're housed, they're going to need some more energy. Make sure metabolizable protein is where it needs to be, especially like right now we've just taken a lot of feeds off, so feeds change. And delaying these changes and getting them, you know, set off too late, all of a sudden we see these farms kind of crash in January and February when these cows calve.
Yeah, and you kind of touched that a little bit, but what are some of the side effects if, you know, things aren't changed soon enough?
Well, you know, the cow is going to take care of herself first. So if she is stressed or if she's low on something, you know, you may see the calf be born a little bit smaller. She may be kind of lethargic at birth, meaning, you know, they're not going to nurse very well and you're going to have to do, you know, tubing them, things like that. They may just be little poor doers. They may not absorb enough of the colostrum that they need. And the cow itself may not produce enough colostrum, or that colostrum may be poor quality because she isn't getting what she needs.
You know, even though the cow puts a priority on herself, do you think that growers maybe need to focus a little bit more on their dry cows?
I think they do. You know, too often we look at where the lactating cows are and that's our money maker, but you have to realize that this cow is coming in, she needs to be taken care of, and if you let things slide there, boy, it can get bad fast, yes.
So Angie, what is your tip of the day?
Well, like we just said, that dry cow period is the rest time for that cow. So if she's stressed and overcrowded, or, you know, with winter coming, if there's ice around her water tank and she can't drink properly, you know, she may not be healthy. And if she's not healthy, all these vaccines that we give these dry cows, she may not be able to respond to them. It may affect her long-term health. So milk production, repro, all these things may be affected, you know, during her next lactation.
Excellent insights from an excellent lady. That's Angie Metcalf. If you'd like to talk to her, just give her a call at Heartland Cooperative, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, there's always the website.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and a lot of good articles and tips on there to read when you have some time.
Answers from the Heartland, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, here on 101.9 WDEZ.